Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for the local take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning we are talking with Chief Tunde of the African Heritage Center in Marietta. Chief Tunde, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be on your show today.
Could you please share with our listeners why you thought it was important to have an African Heritage Center here in Metro Atlanta?
Well, they said hope deferred make the mind sick. When the desire are met, it becomes a tree of life. To bridge the gap and build the bridge between the 55 nations of Africa, the United States of America, and the diaspora is the new thing that will take us to another level in the 21st and the 22nd century. I'm picking Atlanta as the gateway and the epicenter is not a mistake at all. I came in during the Olympics in 1996 to exhibit the Celebrate Africa Journey Through the Ages, or put the exhibition together for the Olympics for people of the global community to know and realize the potential of Africa and to use it as a yardstick to bridge the gap and build the bridge. So picking Atlanta is not a mistake at all. For the past 21 years, this has been a journey that has been successful, a journey that has made a turnaround, and also a platform for providing and profiling the African heritage horizon, and for redesigning the status quo for America to now know and believe that Africa matters and Africa is the future.
I think everyone is coming to the realization that Africa, the continent of Africa, is the future because of the demographics. There are so many young people on the continent in those 55 nations. And those are going to be the people that lead the world in the next century. Is that what you are trying to convey with the center?
Actually, what we are promoting with the center is to to turn brain drain into brain gain. What do I mean by that? The Francophone, the Anglophone, the Lusophone, the Italian, the German, and the Portuguese that colonized Africa, they left a story of woo with Africa. Africa is underdeveloped. And the people that left the shore of Africa, they never go back. You see them in some of the big projects in the world today. They are making haze, they are making names, but they never go back to Africa. When I was a product of, I was an instructor for Swissair, and I work in 110 cities in 57 countries. My station used to be Switzerland. And I dream that there is a need for somebody to put a demographic together so as to woo those talents that are leaving the shore of Africa back so that we can have sustainable development, we can have equal opportunity, we can develop the potential of the 55 nations of Africa, we can promote unity, we can bridge the gap and build the bridge between the diaspora, our brothers in the diaspora here, who doesn't see the potential of Africa. I thought it wise. Then I pioneered the initiative, taking the flag of Georgia to Addis Ababa in 1996 and proclaiming that we should have a destination in America, bringing the chairman of African Union, Jim Pink, to the city of Atlanta to pass a resolution, and also bringing the Undersecretary General of United Nations to Atlanta. Those are the moves that we put together, but now it's gaining ground. The Museum of Cultural Anthropology is one that actually talking and teaching people of Africa descent. I'm talking of the indigenous Africa, the intimate Africa, and the distant Africa. They are now looking that if America does not go to Africa and they are going to China, and the Chinese are dying to go to Africa, what a paradox. So this is the indication that my Heritage Foundation has signaled as far back as 1996, and this is the legacy we want to leave behind, that we should connect the people in the diaspora, our young ones, who will now live with integrity and now rule the continent of Africa. So that's exactly the aim and objective.
You mentioned a couple of things. You mentioned the 1996 Olympics in Atlanta, which a lot of people say led to the true globalization of our city. There are people from almost every nation on the continent of Africa living here in Atlanta. Is that another reason why you chose the metropolitan area for the center?
Actually, let me be honest with you. Atlanta is what Atlanta is today. It is Africa that makes Atlanta. Prove it. It's good night, America, and good morning, Africa. Delta Airlines is flying to the nation of Africa. That is exactly what brought the prospect to Atlanta. Make Atlanta the gateway. Now, we're proving this simply because New York and Washington used to be the center of attraction for global initiative. We designed Atlanta to be a city that will host economic prospect, technology, then international relations, nothing like politics, like United Nations and Washington. So everything seems in. You see now the relocation of all the embassies from Washington and New York to Atlanta is going on. Different projects. I believe that when I did the exhibition in the Olympics in 1990, we don't have aquarium. Look at what aquarium is hosting today. Look at the stadium they built now in Atlanta. Look at the football stadium. Look at the university, Georgia State, Kennesaw State, University of Georgia, Georgia Tech. All those, if you count the population of the students there now, they are from the Francophone Africa, from the Anglophone Africa, from the Lusophone Africa. But if you see this has been the terrain that has really raised the platform of Atlanta to be the city that will now be the center. It's already the epicenter. So if you compare what is going on in Atlanta today with other cities, you will see that there is a lot of prospect. But this prospect could be claimed and also accredited to the Africa Initiative.
You also mentioned that the center was a connection between the continent of Africa and Africans from the diaspora. How did that idea of putting together a place for African Americans and Africans who are living in America to come together?
Yeah, you see, vision is greater than ambition. I look at this as something that is necessary. I look at this that the recolonization of Africa by the Chinese is going to be a disaster for the entire black race. It's going to be a disaster for America. It's going to be a disaster for the global initiative. I decided that if we have the ambassadors of the African race who are qualified, that is the African-American. We have the Brazilians, who have almost about 50 million outside Africa. We have the Jamaicans. We have the people living in the island. And all of them are looking what is the solution to the globalization. Now, is Africa providing this? Yes. But who is taking it? The Chinese. But why is America outsourcing to China when they know that China is dying to go to Africa? So we put this equation together and say, yes, let us have a direct route, a direct connection between America and Africa. It's working, and it's really providing a lot of solutions. Here in my center, I promise to actually create 5,000 jobs between now and 2020. And the exhibition we brought to the Olympics in 1996 has gone to the Australian Olympics, has gone to the China Olympics, go to London Olympics, go to Brazil Olympics. We are going to Tokyo 2020. Now, all the technology in some of the universities now, if you count the people there, the population, they are massively from Africa. Liberia used to be the only ally of America in Africa. If you look at the flag of Liberia, you see one star. You see 50 stars of America. Why is it that America could not use that opportunity to rediscover the status quo of Africa? This is the project that we want to put as a legacy. I exhibited for Nelson Mandela during his life, and he said to me, you have a job to do. Our brothers in the diaspora and also our brothers all over the world, they should look at Africa, that Africa matters, and Africa is the future. And since then, since 1994 when he became the president, and all to 1999 when I mounted another exhibition in Johannesburg after the Olympics here, it has been a mission accomplished.
I think it's so great that you have this vision and you have accomplished this mission. Tell our listeners how they can get more information about the African Heritage Center and when they can visit the center.
Well, the Africa Heritage Center is right on Cobb Parkway, not too far to the Brave Stadium. And this is really underscoring a point. Cobb County is known for what Cobb County is, but the diversity of culture that has liberated Cobb County now is real. When we commissioned this place now, everybody was here. The mayor of Marietta, mayor of Patterson, mayor of Austin, mayor of Kennesaw, they were happy. The chairman of Cobb County Board of Commissioners, my boy, commissioned this. Now we have visitors from all over the world. To get into us, our hotline is 770-896-1026. I repeat, 770-896-1026. Our website is www.africaheritagefoundation.org. And the address is 345 Cobb Parkway, Marietta, Georgia, 30060. This center is open from 9 a.m. in the morning and we close by 9 p.m. Activities at this center are exhibition celebrate Africa journey through the ages, research on cultural anthropology. We have a training of the discovery of talent. Talent hunting is going on here. We have Taste of Africa going on. We have the music of Africa. We have the language of Africa. We have the DNA, and also we have history of Africa, of all the 55 nations. Now, to climax that, we say we now consider the Africa open for business. Anybody that wants to do any business with all the 55 nations of Africa, you have the answer at the center.
Chief Tunde, I want to thank you so much for sharing this information with our listeners today. I am sure some enterprising young man and our young woman is going to come to that center and start exporting their business product to Africa. And they're going to learn the history of those 55 nations and make us closer to the continent that truly is the future of our world.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.